Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We see Cameron pumping some iron, and lo and behold, Miss Jessica is here to work out with Cameron. And she's funny.
Oh my God, so funny.
But also annoying.
No!
What? Okay, Liz tiebreaker, we need you.
I think you think that, Candace, because my note was Jessica at the gym is Candace at the gym.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Millennial TV, hosted by your fabulous hosts, Adrian, Liz, and Candace. Today, we are reviewing Season 3, Episode 5 of Laguna Beach, titled Kiss and Don't Tell. I thought this was a pretty good episode, but just before we turned on the recording, Candace and Liz said that this was super boring, but let's get through it today because I'm excited to recap this. So many of you have been writing to us as you watch the episodes along with us, and we love hearing from you. So thank you to everyone who writes to us, and please continue to write in. If you don't already, follow us on Instagram at Millennial TV. That's Millennial TEAV. And follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, Reddit, all the things. Lots of you have been asking about whether we're planning to do interviews with Season 3 Laguna Beach cast members, and we're so excited to air our first interview with Season 3 cast member, Cammie Edwards. Her interview is going up next Tuesday, so stay tuned. I'm not going to lie, you guys, I was a little intimidated going into the interview because of how she was portrayed on the show, but she's so fun to talk to IRL. She spilled lots of tea, so you won't want to miss this. Make sure you tune in when we release our Cammie interview. Guess what, guys? It's the 1-year anniversary of our podcast.
Woo-hoo!
We launched our first episode last year during the second week of September, and now we're here again 1 year after. So I know we said this a few times already, but I'm just so happy to have met you both and be doing this podcast every single week. I think three of us have like always wanted to do something like this, but then like doing it with the both of you is so much better, because I feel like if I had done this by myself, I would just be like, you know, work, life, whatever gets in the way. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to like give it up for a few weeks and then like never go back to it. But like
keep each other going.
Totally. And it's like, it's fun. Like, it's still really fun for us to meet up every week and watch our favorite show and talk about it. So it's just so, I love this, you guys. It's just so nice.
Me too.
I know. I love our little podcast.
Yes.
It's been a really good year. Like, we've gotten a lot accomplished. It's crazy. All the interviews and stuff. Like, I would have never imagined that we would have done all this. So
And it's, I mean, this is one of my most favorite things that I've ever done. I never, ever, ever thought any of this would happen. And I literally thought it was going to be me and one other person talking to three people every week. So I really am really grateful to everybody who listens every week, and that I actually found two people who are my really good friends now.
And are into it. Like, we could have met people who would just have, like, dropped off, like, after a few weeks. Like, I really expected that to happen. It's like, we start it, and then, like, someone's not into it, and then they start, like, ghosting, and then they, like, drop out. But, like, we've been so consistent. Like, I'm so happy.
Honestly, as far as, like, teams go, we're pretty, like, pretty good.
Yeah. We're, like, very professional.
I know.
Yeah. Like, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, like, it's, like, kind of weird.
It's just crazy how it all fell into place. Like, I can't imagine doing it with anybody else.
I know, and I'm always, like, somebody's gonna, like, get bored or, like, not want to do it anymore. And so I'm always, like, are you guys, like, still having fun? And you're both, like, yeah.
Yes.
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 I'm, like, okay, because I'm really having fun, too, and I don't want to be the only one.
It's funny, though. So, like, sometimes at work, I'll tell my coworkers who are, like, of the same age, and I would feel comfortable if they ever, like, popped in and listened. Mm-hmm. But then they, like, tell some of my managers. And one time I was visiting my manager, and he's, like, probably, like, 40-something years old. And he's, like, heard you have a podcast. And then I was, like, oh, my God. And then he's, like, I'm going to listen to it on my drive home. I'm, like, oh my God, no. And like, we talk about our periods. I'm like, teenage boys we liked. I'm like, God, no, please, no.
I know. I tell every guy that is interested in the podcast, I'm like, it's really girly. Like, we talk about a lot of girl things.
And it's really personal. Yes, I don't know if I want you to know everything about me.
And like, we do have guy followers and I appreciate them so much. But I'm like, just so you're aware, like, we do talk about our periods and I guess we don't really talk about sex, but we do talk about
we've mentioned it.
But we do talk about, like, you know, boys and
sitting on their laps.
Yeah. Just me, apparently. And then, you know, some people, like, don't even know what Laguna Beach is, and I'm like, well, you're not gonna get it.
Yeah
But if you get it, you get it. Girlies, you get it.
Oh, yeah.
If you know, you know. Yeah, we're really excited to continue season 3 because we've had so much fun doing it, like way more than we expected, I think, coming into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, we're probably going to move on to The Hills next. We'll sprinkle in some other reality shows and stuff like that. But okay, let's say dream cast member from The Hills to interview.
Someone that isn't Lauren.
Yeah.
Someone that isn't Lauren. That would be like the dream. Like, that's like all three of our dreams.
Can I be so weird and say Stacey the bartender?
No. I feel like that's kind of realistic.
Yeah.
That's like could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love her. And I think it's so funny that they like threw her in. And like, especially because of like where the show was at that time. And like, obviously, Kristen needed a friend, you know. But I just, I love Stacey the bartender. She's iconic. And so I would be so happy to interview Stacey. But if, like, not, like, a side character. Audrina, maybe? I'm not a huge Heidi fan. I mean, it would be crazy to interview her. You know what I mean? That'd be awesome. Yeah. But I just, it wouldn't, like, speak to my soul, you know?
For sure.
But like, Audrina would be interesting because I'm also not a huge Audrina fan, but I think she would have a lot of tea.
I've just watched that Hills podcast and she gives like nothing.
Oh really?
Yeah, I haven't, she doesn't really yet. Spill any tea, so not me. How about you, Liz?
I would want to interview Spencer. We love to hate him, and I think that he would be really funny. And
he's really good on podcasts and interviews. He would be like, great. He really tells all.
He hates me, so.
Oh, that's right. Dang it. Never mind, we're blacklisted. Okay.
We'll have to use a disguise name to ask him.
Yeah, I'm not the PR queen on that one. You guys can take the lead on that one.
For anyone who doesn't know, Candace, I don't know, tweeted something about Taylor Swift back in the day, and Spencer blocked her on Twitter.
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast at some point, but it was pretty embarrassing. Perez Hilton got involved. It was a whole thing.
It's a big feud going on. Yeah.
So I still follow Heidi, but I can't follow Spencer.
If I were to interview someone, it would be Heidi, just because of all the interviews I've seen her doing. Like, she's so open. And she's really upfront about the fact that, like, her and Spencer were in it last time for the fame and the money. Like, she knew what she was doing back in the day. And I would just love to hear her spill the tea, because she really does tell the truth, or at least her version of whatever the truth is.
Yeah.
So I would love to talk to her.
I would love to talk to Lo, too.
Yeah, and I was going to say Heidi's mom. I'd like to talk to her, too.
Darlene. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Holly.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, what if we did Stephanie Pratt and we pretended to be Kelly Catrone? We could be like part two of the interview, you know?
Yes.
Stephanie, you wanted to make handbags.
We can't wait to continue doing more episodes with you. Here's to another year of Millennial TV. In the previously on, Tessa recaps the Brianna Rocky debacle that happened last episode. I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh my God, it was so good.
That was great.
I had to put that in. Then she talks about Kendra and Cameron's relationship, and apparently Cameron was back with Jessica. Tessa says she didn't know that they were a couple and that She was asked to do a modeling gig in San Diego, which is what this whole episode's about. And she randomly invites Cameron because, like, that is not a dynamic we've seen at all. But that will be explored here.
Okay. But do we buy that Tessa didn't know about Jessica? Do we buy that? I don't.
No.
She probably knew about her, but, like, if she wasn't into Cameron, she wouldn't have cared.
If Tessa wasn't into Cameron, she wouldn't have cared?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she probably heard it, but she was like, whatever.
This previously on made me laugh because, first of all, she says, I told her not to trust that girl about Brianna. And I'm like, that is so weird and hostile and aggressive, but okay. And the Kendra and Cameron stuff that she's like, Kendra thought she had Cameron, but, and then I'm like, okay, it's still so forced because I don't think Kendra like cared very little about what Cameron was doing. And it was like super obvious. So yeah, there's no real drama behind it. Like there was with Lauren, Steven and Kristen, but they're trying so hard to create some, but it's like see-through this time. Like it's so manufactured. So, yeah, I was just like, this previously on is just so funny. I don't buy that Tessa didn't know about Jessica. I think it's weird she's so hostile about Brianna. I just, such an odd choice in host. I know we say that all the time, but like, it's just so strange.
In this first scene, we get Tessa and Rocky dressed in sweats, oversized sunglasses, and snow boots, grabbing coffee and talking about San Diego. They talk about who is coming on the trip. So Rocky, Alex, some friend, and along with Cameron and Nick.
Nick W.
Who I hate so much. And you guys will too later this episode. Yeah.
He's so awful.
He's so bad.
Oh my God. He's so aggressive and weird. Oh, I hated him. I'm so glad you said that.
Yes, he was the worst. They talk about wanting to go to dinner at a cool place. And Tessa says they're going somewhere where the waiters are rude, kind of like the Karen's Diner concept, which I genuinely thought only came about recently when like Karen's became a thing. But apparently like that's been a thing forever. Yeah.
I didn't know that Karen's Diner was a thing. That's
I've hilarious. Never heard of that either.
Oh my gosh.
Oh really? I heard they do like these pop-up things where they have like pop-up restaurants and they'll hire like waitresses that are like really rude. And that's the whole thing. Like people come in to get served by Karen's.
I know there are restaurants like that in like touristy places. I've never been to one. Personally, eating out is like my favorite thing ever and I don't want them to be rude to me.
I don't see the fun in that at all.
I'm like a full service, like when I go out to eat, this is like my time to relax and be served and not have to think. So like, I don't want anybody to be rude to me. I just want you to hand me my wine and my sparkling water and my steak and come back when I need you.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I want to, but I would not enjoy it because there is a place in Seattle for anyone who's listening from like the Pacific Northwest. It was called Biscuit Bitch. And they served like really good, like this like breakfast biscuit. But their thing was every time you came up to the counter, they'd be like, hey, bitch, what do you want?
Oh, my gosh.
So whenever I go there, I like forget. And then when I'm at the counter, they're like, hey, bitch, what would you like? I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be able to handle it. Like food service was like my first real job. And I worked in that industry for 6 years. Like it's so ingrained in me, customer service, that I would be like, excuse you. Like I would just like, this is
no tip I talk for you. To.
Yeah, like I don't think I would enjoy that experience. Like maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll try it one day. But I just, I don't think that would be enjoyable for me.
Well, and I can't imagine the food being like great at these places. No. So, you know, you're paying to like get
the experience.
Service. Yeah.
And I've seen, I don't know what I saw it on, but like maybe a reality show or something. But they were like, maybe it was TikTok. I don't remember. But they were like asking about like what was in something. And the waitress was just like, oh my God, are we going to do this? Really? Like she was like really rude. And I was like, no, I don't think I can handle it. I think I'd be rude back. And I'd be like, I know it's a bit, but you really need to back off.
Okay, so this is pretty much like all the scene is about. It's such a setup for like them going to San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like, so this is going
to... Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It'll be our whole commentary on the episode, but Tessa and Rocky look really pretty here. And
so pretty.
Tessa, like, I can see why she was modeling at this time, but like, is this a thing, by the way? Like, are girls getting picked in high school to model? Where and how are they getting chosen?
I think gorgeous girls in Laguna Beach who look like they could be a model for Hollister, sure. Not anybody at my school. Well, actually, okay, that's a lie because, okay, not in high school, but my first year of college, I went to community college and it was still like in my same hometown. And this girl that I went to college with, first of all, she was freaking gorgeous. Okay, this girl was insane. And she sat at the same table as me in like our anthropology class. And we did a project together and we had to go to the San Francisco Zoo for the project. And her and I were carpooling together and she had a pair of heels in the back of her car and a headshot. And I was like, what are you? Like, that's really weird. And she was like, oh, I'm a model. And every time I drive to San Francisco, I have to have heels in my headshot in my car in case my agent calls and tells me to go on a booking.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I know. I was like, are you serious right now? And she was like, yeah. And she is totally still a model. I don't think she, like, obviously not like a super famous model or whatever, but she does like print ads and like.
She can call herself a model.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was like, so I had never met anybody who was actually modeling. So that was like the craziest thing. She just had like a pair of heels and her headshots in the backseat of her car.
Was she nice?
She was super nice. She's a really sweet girl. I'm still friends with her on Instagram, but like we only had that one class together. So obviously we don't like talk.
Yeah.
But she was super nice about it and super down to earth. But I just thought that was so crazy. I'd never met a real life model before.
That is so cool. That is like all of our dreams, right? To go to the mall and get scouted by someone and be like told, you are so beautiful. Let me sign you to this agency. And, you know, screw all the people out there that actually get that because all of us peasants don't. Okay.
When I was a kid, my mom worked at Kohl's for quite a while. She was like in the theft department. Like she had like a pretty cool job, but because she worked at Kohl's, it was like in a weird time in the 90s where they would do like little fashion shows, like when they would get new like styles in and stuff. And so I actually got to do a couple of those when I was like eight. So I wasn't a teenager, but I was like 8 or 9 years old. And I remember doing it. And it was like, I remember wearing like overalls and like the big jean floppy hat, like a blossom like type hat in one of them. And I feel like if my mom wanted to, like, she could have pursued that with, like, the people who would come. But again, it was probably something that she would have had to, like, pay a bunch of money for.
Right. Mm.
But yeah, I have, like, very vague memories of, like, walking down the little runway in Kohl's of, like,
Oh my God, I love it.
I know. Yeah.
So cute. What a good memory.
Yeah.
Liz is the only one of us who actually modeled.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. I had an in, though. My mom worked there. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless, they're not going to ask ugly kids. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Okay, but listen, I loved Rocky's sweater here. Her like gray off the shoulder sweater. I loved it.
Look. She looks so pretty here.
But I hated the scarf.
Oh my gosh. The scarf again was like suffocating.
Yes.
Her.
Yes.
Like, why does she wear them so tiny? Yeah.
The scarf was not doing it for me. The sweater, again, I loved that sweater. I love that gray, like gray, browns, blacks are my favorite for fall. Like that's all I wear is sweaters that are gray, brown, or black in the fall. So I was like, that is right up my alley. And Tessa's hair, I can't. It's so perfect. It's like she doesn't do anything with it. And then she pushed her sunglasses up into her hair and it made the perfect headband frame. And when I do it, my hair is like sticking up in weird directions. And like, you know, but like she did it and it literally was like she spent hours in the mirror making it perfect. I was like, how do other girls look like that? And then I look like Frank Gallagher from Shameless. Like, I don't understand.
Her sunglasses, though, were gigantic. They were so large.
They were.
Like, what is happening with those sunglasses?
Very of the time.
That was the style.
Yeah. The whole combo with, like, the sweats and the furry boots and stuff. Yeah. I love this look so much.
Yeah. They were gorge. They were gorge in the scene.
In the next scene, we see Cameron pumping some iron, and lo and behold, who walks in? Miss Jessica is here to work out with Cameron, and she's so funny in this scene. Like, I thought,
oh
okay,
my God,
funny,
so funny,
but also annoying.
No!
Okay, wait. We'll get to it. I have her comments here. So he walks over with weights, and she goes, 12 pounds? Isn't that, like, kind of a lot of pounds? And he's like, not for inclined bench. As if we're all supposed to know what that means.
And her, like, too, like, her first time doing something like that. Like, he shouldn't have started her off at 12s. Like, give her 5s.
That's so heavy, right?
Yeah, for, like, your first time doing that, give her, like, 5 pound weights. Yeah, that
Adrian's was so ridiculous. Cameron impression is my favorite thing that's ever happened on this show.
They were just so, like, the both of them were hilarious in this scene. And yeah, I say Jessica is really annoying because she's asking so many questions and nagging Cameron about helping her, but don't step on my phone, don't step on my glasses. But then she's actually, like, so uncomfortable being at the gym because she doesn't gym.
Right.
And she just, like, wants Cameron to be cute and to comfort her, but he's just, like, not giving it to her. So, like, it's super awkward to watch and annoying. What?
You guys, no, I thought this was so cute.
You thought this was cute?
Listen, I literally have written, this is actually such a cute little date. And listen, I know. And listen, I know I trashed on Kristen and Steven for doing this in season 2 or 1. I don't remember. But I think it's because Kristen was taking it so seriously and Jessica is just, like, being cute and flirty and, like, obviously doesn't normally work out and she's only there to hang out with Cameron.
Oh my God, but he's so annoying to her.
No, I don't think so. I think he's being cute.
What? Okay, Liz tiebreaker, okay. We need you.
I think you think that, Candace, because my note was Jessica at the gym is Candace at the gym. I think that's why you think it's so cute. I'm just being like, I don't gym. So yeah, like, that sounded like something you would say.
That is, honestly, I'm like, I'm upset that we know each other this well.
I know.
Honestly, like, I feel so called out right now. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
No. That's
a
honestly,
compliment, though. Yeah.
No, honest to God, that is 100% me. And that's how I would flirt with a guy if I was at the gym with a guy. It would not be, like, a serious, like, I'm trying to work out. Absolutely not. It would be like, oh, my God, help me lift weights. Like, oh, my God, help me.
But, Liz, did you think Cameron was being, like, nice to her?
I think he could have been a little bit more. His vibe was like he was annoyed with her a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. He could have been a little bit more, like, attentive or, like, playful back with her, I guess. Yeah. And he was kind of just like, here, take this and do that, you know?
And he complains about her after to Nick.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. Like, in this scene, he didn't seem like he was, like, that.
Girl,
like, I don't know.
You gotta watch this again.
Okay, listen. Listen. Whenever, no, I have receipts. Like, whenever he's like, there you go, buddy. Like, he's, like, helping her. It's cute.
No.
We'll do a poll, okay?
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll do a poll.
Annoying or cute?
Yeah, annoying or cute.
Sweet or sour?
Yes. Sweet or sour. Millennial TV's game.
Yeah. I do have a note here that at one point, as she's lifting the weights, he tells her to go slow, and MTV makes it, like, a point to highlight her saying, I don't like going slow, while groaning. And I just find it so gross because they're, like, making it super sexual, but they're in high school. Oh my God. I watched that and I was like, ew.
Yeah, that is sexual and weird.
Yeah. And they could have easily cut that out.
I didn't catch it, but that's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scene ends with Cameron walking Jessica to her car while he gets a text message and she tries to guess who it is. Then he asks if he can get into her car because it's cold, which is so odd because this is a total, like, setup by MTV to be like, hey guys, now talk about San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they don't really say much, to be honest, in the car. It's just like, you're going to San Diego.
Yeah.
And then he gives her a kiss goodbye and then he leaves.
I liked Jessica Chanel sunglasses though.
Yeah, I thought she looked really cute in this scene.
She did.
They were like the Bring It On cheerleader shorts. That's what I noted.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah, the Chanel sunglasses, I'm like, I guess they're rich. They live in Laguna Beach. But I was like, I couldn't have afforded those in high school. Less now. Okay. I don't own designer sunglasses.
Jessica, like, worked for her money, though. Like, she was, like, waitressing and stuff. So I think that, like, she maybe paid for them herself. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think her parents bought them for it. She's like said that she was waitressing.
Did she?
Yeah. She was waitressing that year, like season 3.
Oh.
And going to college.
Okay.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then there's that clip of her that I sent you guys from TikTok of her, like, on a random reality TV show waitressing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, you're right.
But designer sunglasses were a big deal back then, because I remember one of my best friends got Dior sunglasses, and it was, like, a huge deal.
Yeah.
Like, I always want them now, and it's, like, I'm sure we can afford them, but it's just, like, I could do better things with my money.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not that level of rich yet. I need to get there.
I'd be so scared of, like, breaking them or dropping them somewhere.
Yeah,
I'd be too paranoid. Yeah.
I have like Ray-Bans, but that's about as far as I I go. And those aren't really designer, so they're expensive, but they're not really designer.
Next, now we're at Tess's house and we see Chase come over. He asks her if she's nervous about San Diego, and Tessa says yes, because it's been a year since she modeled, so she's a bit nervous. Then he asks her who she's going with, and she says Raquel, Alex, Cameron, and Nick. And Chase asks her what's going on with Cameron, and Tessa says nothing. They've been friends for a really long time. And then Chase goes, not as long as me. Gross. Or like, yeah. Eye roll. He's so annoying.
Yeah.
And then he asks her if she has a crush on Cameron, and she tells him that there could be something there, and he's like, cool. Uncomfortable silence.
Yep.
Then she goes, I wish you could come. And then he goes, I got band stuff. And I'm like, oh my effing God, how many times can we watch the same dynamic between these two?
Yeah.
How many?
Like, I literally almost fell asleep. I was so bored.
Yeah, this scene was ridiculous. It was so useless.
Chase
was
so unlikable.
Yes.
Yeah. And Tessa has no chemistry with anyone. Like, she is so bland and gives nothing with anybody.
She's so bland.
Yeah.
Like, even when she's talking to Rocky, like, there's no... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like a little awkward.
Yeah. She's giving nothing. Like, and maybe it's awkward. Like, okay, it's TV. It's awkward. I don't know how I would be on TV. I get it. But, like, maybe it's just because there's a camera in her face, and maybe she's, like, way more dynamic of a person. But, like, every time she's on screen, I feel like it, like, brings the energy down.
Maybe we'll see that change as, like, the season goes on, just as she gets more comfortable. But let's, like, note that. Because, yeah, she's just so... Yeah, we always say she doesn't have the personality to be on TV. You know? She's just not entertaining.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty, but not entertaining.
Gorgeous. She's so
nice
pretty
to look at.
I know. Yeah. And all these questions about Cameron were so forced and, like, embarrassing. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Chase actually doesn't care at all.
Yeah.
Whatever, MTV. I see you.
In the next scene, we see Alex and Rocky, and then Cameron and Nick driving separately to San Diego. In Nick and Cameron's, like, car, Cameron recaps gym time with Jessica, and he says, Jessica was on the treadmill walking and texting, and when he told her she should run, she said, if I run, then I can't text. Which, yes, I very much thought that was a very Candace thing to say. I put high school girl thing to say because I didn't want to put your name in my notes.
It's okay. I'm fine with being the Jessica, okay?
Yeah.
It's okay. That's me. That's who I am.
If we didn't say it, you would.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yes.
I'm not embarrassed about it at all. Okay. I am very much a girly girl. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to sweat. Like, I'm totally that person. So, like, that's fine. That's me. You love it or you don't. Take it or leave it. Like, not going to go on a hike with you, but, like, let's go have some wine and a really nice dinner.
So, Nick tells Cameron that he needs to cut Jessica loose. And this here begins the start of my deep dislike and, like, hatred for Nick.
Yep.
Why is he so mean?
He's also so chatty. Like, he's actually so communicative, but, like, he just, like, gossips and talks shit the entire time.
Yeah.
So that's why it's, like, super annoying. And he also looks like a 30-year-old man next to, like, Cameron.
He does.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why he looks so old, but.
No, he does. Well, Cameron has a baby face.
Does
like,
he?
Like, it's round.
I think,
like,
he does.
He just has, like, a round, like, cherubby, like, baby face.
Okay. I know someone says later in the episode that he has a baby face.
Yeah.
But I was like, does he, or is he just, like, he hasn't matured yet?
Both.
A little bit of both.
Does Cameron now have a baby face?
No, but I think he had baby fat back then. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he still hadn't lost his, like, you know, baby fat.
He was still a child. Mm-hmm. You know? Cameron tells him that it's not easy because there isn't anyone he's as comfortable with as Jessica. And then Cameron makes a comment that Jessica doesn't know that he's hooking up with other girls. And then he says she doesn't treat him well enough to make a commitment to her. So he's going to hook up with other girls.
Okay.
And Nick says, exactly. If she's not putting in 100%, she's gone. Ugh. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. These two, I hate them so much.
But it's so obvious that, like, they clearly had an agreement, right? Like, he was seeing other girls, she was seeing other guys.
Who knows if it's clear?
Right, sure. But he says, like, she doesn't treat me well enough, which leads me, well, and then they have that conversation later about how she, like, pulls away or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was so not serious on either of their parts. And so I feel like Nick is just, like, being a total dickwad for no reason. Like,
yes, yep. Like, they liked each other enough to be, like, jealous, let's say, if they were hanging out with someone else, but they also didn't want to be exclusive with that person. Like, that's the feeling I get.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. He's just unnecessarily mean and aggressive.
Yeah. So unnecessary. Like,
yeah.
So Cameron asks if he should hook up with Tessa tonight. And Nick tells him, whatever happens in San Diego stays in San Diego.
Ugh.
And he's just like a little gossip king. And he's like Cedric from season 2 on crack, I said.
Yep, that's exactly what he is.
I hated Cedric because of how like gossipy he was. And Nick is like 10 times worse.
He's worse, yeah.
You know who I miss? I miss that guy that Talon used to hang out with and skateboard with that would just have like random
one-liners,
like advice scenes.
Yes.
I don't even remember his name.
I forget his name, but I liked him. He was so surfer. Like, I feel like
he's very chill.
He'd be like tubular, you know, like I miss that guy. JD maybe?
Oh, yes. JD.
Yeah.
He was in JD. Like one scene.
Yeah.
I miss him. I like him.
He made such a good impression. Now we're in San Diego and Rocky and Alex are at the fashion show that Tess is in with another guy that looks exactly like Alex with a little bit of facial hair. Did you guys notice that?
No. I did not notice that.
Okay. So they, I think his name is Steven. I like wrote it down somewhere later and they didn't say they were related or anything, but it totally looked like a twin or a brother to me.
Weird.
But I think they said friend, but like they looked exactly the same. So really handsome. I love Alex.
Yeah. But okay. Tessa is the most boring model
and awkward.
I know. What is she doing?
I feel bad because like obviously she's really excited about it, but like she didn't do anything.
No, she just stood there
and I was like, you have to have some sort of stage presence. Like you have to have something. Like smile, move, flip your hair, something.
Yeah.
But was that supposed to be like a strut or was she just supposed to like stand around and like model the clothes, you know? Because I feel like it wasn't like a runway, like catwalk kind of thing.
It was giving nothing. Like
it was.
Tyra would have been like, you're going home because you gave nothing. Okay. I have 2 photos in my hand.
And none of them are yours.
One is the girl who gave nothing. The other is no one because Tessa, you're going home. I was like so unimpressed with her, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have this written down, but I did agree with Nick whenever he says like she's really unique looking.
Yes, I said, so they come to watch the fashion show. He whispers into Cameron's ear that she's unique looking. And then Cameron says, oh, she's hot. Which I don't know if we talked about this. So like, what do we think Tessa's like ethnicity is?
She reminds me of a girl that I know who's half Japanese. She reminds me of her. So I'm thinking maybe some of that, but I don't know.
I see that too. And I really wish we got to see like her parents and what they look like.
That's true. We never see her parents, huh?
Yeah.
She's always at Rocky's house with her parents. But yeah, like Tessa is so pretty, but her...
So pretty.
So pretty. But her, like mixed kids are always so pretty, I feel like.
Yeah.
So pretty.
So pretty.
One of our episodes is going to be called Tessa is Really Pretty, but I don't know which episode it is yet.
It has to be. Yeah, we've said this so many times.
Yeah.
Then we cut to nighttime, and Tessa and Rocky are getting ready in their hotel rooms, and Rocky is outside in the room asking for Tessa's opinion, who's in the bathroom, on what shirt she should wear and whether what she has on is wrinkly. And Tessa looks like she doesn't. She's so mean in this scene, I feel like. She's like, I don't care to Rocky when she asks her that question. She barely wants to like come out of the bathroom to look at her. And when Cameron comes into the room, Rocky shows him her wrinkly shirt again and asks him if it's wrinkly. And he says, it's okay. He then tells Tessa she put on a good show and gives her a little hug. He talks to her and tells her that he's basically done hooking up with random girls and is ready for a commitment. Cameron says Nick brought up them hooking up or dating for a month a few years ago, and then Tessa giggles about it. And they're both so obviously like drinking in the scene because they're drinking from red Solo cups. I mean, I guess like MTV's not showing them drinking, but it's obvious.
It's pretty obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that passed.
Yeah.
Then the gang get to dinner at Dick's Last Resort, the restaurant, and they're greeted by a waiter that fakes spilling water all over them, and Rocky screams.
Well, that's not a cute joke. Like, after I spent all this time getting ready, that's not a cute joke.
She's like stressing over her wrinkly shirt.
Yeah. That's not a cute joke.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh, I was like, that was a little much.
It was. No, the scream was a little
they
much.
Were empty. But, yeah.
But I would have been like, that wasn't funny. Like, I worked really hard. And especially, okay, any black girls that listen will understand. When you spend hours and hours and hours straightening your hair and somebody accidentally spills water on you or anywhere close to your perfectly like silk pressed hair, it's not going to be a good night.
You're pissed.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good night. Okay. Or you go to the pool and you just got your hair done and like everyone's trying to splash you and you're like, I just paid $175 for this, leave me alone.
Okay. So this waiter, he introduces himself as Taco, and then he lifts his shirt and he shows his big old belly with the word taco on it.
Right.
It's so gross.
It's so gross.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
Then he brings out the food and out of nowhere he asks, who's hooking up with who? And Alex tells him and Rocky have been together for a month, which I think is cute, but also our timelines are so warped because I feel like it's definitely been longer than a month at this point for the both of them. But I, you know, we don't know what timeline this is.
Yeah.
But it explains why they're so cutesy with each other because they're like totally still in that honeymoon phase. And we learn that Rocky is 16 and Alex is 18. So probably what?
Sophomore, junior. Because my birthday's in June. So I always turned the age you're supposed to be at the end of the year.
Same. Yeah. Mm. I turned 18 after we graduated.
Yeah, I turned 18 a week before graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the waiter turns to Tessa and asks, who do you like? And she says, I don't know. And Cameron literally goes, she likes me.
I thought that was actually really funny.
I thought so too.
Then the waiter keeps pressing Tessa about Cameron and she gives a little smile. And Nick is so annoying in this scene. He just keeps talking super loud, trying to steal the scene. And I just want to punch him in the face.
Yes.
Cameron and Rocky get up to go to the bathroom and the waiter comes over and literally shoos Alex, Nick, and the other friend to get up and go to the bathroom so that he can talk to Tessa, which is so freaking weird.
This is so uncomfortable.
It gives such creepy vibes.
Did you guys end up watching the Quiet on the Set? He's like Brian Peck. I was like, him. It's like the same guy. Like he even kind of looks like him. Like that's like
bit.
That's like right where my brain went. I was so uncomfortable.
It was very creepy.
I would have got up and walked away.
Do we think this is MTV?
Yeah.
I know Dick's Last Resort is like a gag restaurant, right? But this seems extra.
This is
too much.
This is not normal. This would not happen in real life.
The taco on his belly, like, do you think that's real or for the show?
I feel like that was real.
That was, that was like his shtick.
I think that was real. Like, I feel like that guy probably actually did work there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And MTV was like, hey, do this for us. And he just like went
hammed it
over.
Up.
And
I think he thought he was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't come off that way.
Yeah. It was so creepy. I just was like cringing the whole scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oy.
Yeah.
Poor Tessa.
So he sits at the table and like grills her about who she likes. And she like tells him it's Cameron, duh. And the guy keeps talking to her about their relationship, which is super weird. And just, it's freaking weird. And so when everyone returns to the table, Cameron and Tessa are like snuggling already, which I was like, okay, that was very quick.
Well, I would have snuggled into him if the waiter would have been like that to me. Yeah. Like, protect me, please. Like, get me away from this guy.
I know.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
She's like, give me some protection.
Yeah.
Did you guys, okay, Tessa's off the shoulder top and flared jeans. Did you guys love it?
Didn't notice.
I didn't notice it either.
Really? She was wearing boots. Like heeled boots and like her jeans flared out over them, and I thought it was super cute in 2000s. I just had to mention it. And her shoulder, her top was like black, but it was like off the shoulder, and you could her mm-hmm. entire bra was showing, and I was like, that's also 2000s.
Yeah,
Like we just did not care about those bra straps. We were just we were living our best lives with those bra straps.
Back in Laguna Beach, Jessica and Alex H., who now has dark brown hair, is sitting at dinner talking about Cameron. Okay, can we talk about Alex H.'s brown hair? What do you guys think?
I love it. I think it looks good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the way she's styling it. I actually, that's like how I styled my hair when I was like 19.
My God.
Same with the side sweat bangs.
I hate it.
You hate it?
Oh, no.
Okay, I don't hate the look. I just feel like it's so different on Alex H. than what I'm like used to like seeing her as, like as a blonde. So I did not like it on her.
It is different. I think she looks better as a blonde. Not like, okay.
Yeah.
That's not better. Just, I think blonde is her look.
You can say mm-hmm. blonde. Yeah, better. Because like on her skin tone, like maybe you prefer that color.
Yeah, but I don't want to say better because like that's, it's not necessarily better. It's just I think that's her look.
We're so used to seeing her with that.
Yeah.
So Alex H. asks her who would be her perfect guy. And Jessica says she likes a tall, muscular man with dark brown hair and blue eyes who has a baby face. And then she says Cameron kind of has a baby face, which I agree with. Okay, and we just talked about this. He has a baby face because he's a baby, but he also has like the baby fat in his cheeks still. So super cute. Personality wise, Jessica says someone who is polite and respectful and will walk you to your car because it's just the right thing to do. And I think we like talked about this before. There are guys that are like that, but like that's not the majority of guys. And I feel like you have to, that, like, that has to be like instilled in you by like your parents or like whoever you're growing up with for you to like have that mindset. But like, that's just not a thing.
Not nowadays. I feel like it's not as common where it used to be like expected. I feel like, years ago.
I don't think I've ever dated anybody who like opened car doors for me.
I know. Max has done it a few times, but it's not all the time.
Yeah. I mean, like, on an occasion, like, when, like, we're going on, like, a date, you know? But, like, not
just, like, when you're going to go to Target or something.
Not every day.
Yeah.
Alex tells her that she thinks Jessica and Cameron are destined to be together. Okay.
What?
No. I don't know what Jessica is telling Alex H.
Alex H. always says stuff like that, though.
Okay. That's why we think she's, like, the best friend, you know?
Right.
She's, like, such a girl's girl. But, like, everything they showed in this episode, it's like, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Alex H. is just, like, talking out of her butt. Like, I think she's just saying it because she, like, wants to make Jessica happy.
And maybe Jessica needs that.
Yeah.
So after that last scene with Jessica talking about how much she likes Cameron, we obviously cut to Cameron in San Diego at the hotel hugging on Tessa. Rocky, Alex, Steven, Nick are chilling and talking about like going outside for a walk while Cameron and Tessa are in the double bed next to them, just like cuddled, and they start kissing with everyone just sitting on the bed next to them, which is so freaking weird. And then everyone starts to leave because they're like, we got to give these two some space. And then we see Cameron's blue jeans and black sneakers intertwined with Tessa's blue jeans and black boots. And that's the end of the scene. And I was so scandalized when I watched this the first time because I thought, like, Tessa's made out to be the good girl. And I was like, there's no way she would do that. But I mean, they're also so young to be hanging out in hotel rooms making out like this.
Yeah.
Like, was that crazy to you guys, or is this normal?
Yes. No, I thought it was crazy.
That's crazy.
I was very surprised by that the first time. Like, it came out of nowhere, I feel like.
I mean, I was at least 20 before I was making out with guys in hotel rooms.
MTV's obviously cutting Tessa to be the good girl, but, like, she wasn't like Christina and Morgan from season one.
No. She's not, like, church girl like that.
No. But I also thought that Cameron was so smooth when he went in to kiss her. Like,
His flirting was, like, really good, I thought.
The impressed part comes from, like, the fact that, like, she didn't give him, like, any sort of, they were cuddling, right? But she didn't give him, like, any sort of indication that she was down to make out. And then all of a sudden his face was just, like, coming in.
Just
and I was like,
for it.
I know. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah. Okay. Would you guys feel comfortable, like, making out? Okay. Obviously they were super drunk. I think, like, they had to be doing this, but, like, making out next to all of your friends.
I would not feel comfortable doing that. No.
I feel like we did that. Like, in high school. I do, like, when people would hook up at parties and stuff, like, you would just be making out and all your friends would be there. So, like, it's not that weird.
I get that, I guess. But, like, I feel like the hotel room intimate setting is what makes it weird.
Yeah.
And that there are beds, that they're on a bed. I don't know. That makes it even
more
weird.
They're also all watching them, like, clearly.
Yeah. There's not enough people there for it to not be weird. Like, it's a very small amount of people. But I can remember, like, being, like, looking over and being like, oh, they're making out.
I think it was just the hotel setting.
Yeah.
Well, then we get a shot of the next morning of Nick and Cameron in their hotel room. And Nick is singing, Cameron hooked up with Tessa. And then Cameron says, it was fun last night. So clearly, like, trying to allude to something happening. Then we see Tessa and Rocky do their debrief on some kind of patio or roof. And they talk about last night. And Tessa keeps telling her how much fun she had last night.
And it's so awkward because they, like, hug and, like, how are you? How are you? Like, you just saw each other and you're staying in the same hotel. Like, what are you talking? Like, you're acting like you haven't seen each other in, like, days. Like,
well, and the scene's really awkward because they don't say much. Because I'm guessing they don't want to, like, talk about it on camera. And they just, like, look at each other and they giggle. And then in one of the shots where Tessa's head is turned and Candace, tell me if you clock this.
I did.
MTV inserts a voiceover of Tessa going, I like him so much.
Yeah. I was like, that's a wild line. I have it. I said, I feel like the I like him so much was a wild line. I clocked it.
Good. Because they didn't say anything. Like, they needed to put that in because it was so boring.
It was super obvious because her head goes down immediately and then she says, I like him so much. And then, like, they did fit it in well, though, because right after that, Rocky's like,
they did a good job.
Well, and Tessa ends by saying, again, I had a lot of fun with him last night. I think I'll do it again. Okay, so, like, do we think they hooked up or just the makeout?
No, I think they
hooked up. It was just making out.
Yeah, they were just making out.
Why are you guys so sure?
I just don't get the vibe that she would have, like, actually hooked up with him.
Me neither. Yeah. She just said she had fun, like, 5 times, and that was, like, the whole conversation.
Yeah. Tessa gives nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Not even, like, a inkling of maybe in my mind. Like, think about the previous scenes and previous seasons of, like, Kristen being like, yeah, we hooked up. Like, and you don't really know what happened because of the way she said it. Tessa literally is like, I had fun.
In that voice. Yes.
Yes.
But see, the fact that she even made out with him in bed, my mind's all messed up. I'm like, she could do anything.
Yeah, that was intense. But I think Cameron would have gone for it, but I don't know if Tessa would have reciprocated.
I don't think she would have.
Okay, no. We have investigated, and no is the answer. So on the drive back home to San Diego, we see Cameron and Nick again, and Cameron asks him, what do I do about Jessica? Because clearly, like, he still really likes her, and he's thinking about her throughout this entire thing. And he wouldn't bring her up if he wasn't constantly thinking about her.
I know.
And Nick is, like, scolding Cameron in this scene about, like, not having to feel bad about Jessica. He tells Cameron that he has to be single, he's got to play water polo. He's got to chill. And like, again, Nick is so annoying. I can't stand him. I don't know what he has against Jessica.
Yeah.
And now that I just said this, I'm like, Steven had the same like energy when he was talking to Dieter about Jessica. Mm-hmm. So it's so weird. It's so very weird.
They have such a terrible like connotation when it comes to Jessica. And I don't understand it.
And Cedric and all the guys talking about her to Jason.
Yeah, like she's fine. She's fine. Like, leave her alone. Like, honestly, I feel like they just hated her for no reason. And I literally have written down, Nick is so lame. Why does he care so much if Cameron is with Jess or not? It's aggressive and weird.
Yes, he's the worst.
Like, it's just weird.
Cameron was, like, second-guessing himself, and Nick was just like, no. It was, I hate him. And
it's obvious he really liked her. Like, he literally says multiple times that he feels really comfortable with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, so much fun with her and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everybody around him is just making it weird.
Then in this last scene, we get Cameron and Jessica on the beach during a sunset, and she asks him about San Diego and asks him specifically about Tessa. How did she know about Tessa?
MTV.
Yes. So Jessica asks Cameron if he hooked up with Tessa, and he lies and says no, and she looks really sad because obviously she knows like something happened, and Cameron can sense this and offers her like some information that he dated Tessa before. So he's hooked up with her, but he isn't hooking up with her like at this moment, Cameron, or hooking up like one day ago. And he's like totally gaslighting Jessica about the situation and just like making her feel crazy, which is so annoying to watch.
Yeah.
Jessica tells him he frustrates her, and he tells her he's not trying to. And then Jessica says, like, such a Jessica thing, which we all want to, like, shake
her. Strangle her. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. She goes, you don't frustrate me. I frustrate myself, and I feel bad. And she says that sometimes she's really nice to him, but then sometimes she feels bad and then closes herself off and feels bad. And this gives me all kinds of flashbacks to season 2 with Jason, where she blames herself for like him cheating on her because of her, basically.
It's her go-to,
And it's so sad to watch, but like, I'm so glad we talked to her last season, and she said that like, she did watch this, and she felt like it was a bad look for her. Like, she recognizes that it was her dealing with low self-esteem at this time, but we obviously love her so much, and we think that she can get any guy she wants. So I wish young Jessica knew that.
Yes. Yeah.
Plug, by the way, for anyone who hasn't watched her interview with Jessica, it is up on our YouTube and podcast previous episodes in season 2. So Cameron says he's sketched to get close to her because she distances herself. And then she tells him that she really cares about him and that she wants to hang out with him. And then he says, okay. And okay, tell me if you feel the same way, but I get the vibe that Cameron like wants to break things off with her in the scene at least, but the second like Jessica is sad about it, he like caves and then like stays with her, and he's because he's so comfortable with her and because he like feels bad that she feels bad, I feel like he like runs back to her.
I didn't get the vibe that he was wanting to break up with her. I think he was confused about like what they were doing, but I don't think that he wanted to break up with her. I didn't get that vibe necessarily. I feel like Jessica and Cameron were the wrong time right couple. Like, it was just the they were really into each other, but Cameron was too young and Jessica was like about to leave the nest, so like bad timing.
Yeah, I feel like she put a little bit too much pressure on him and he didn't like that. Like, it wasn't like just fun for him. It was like she wanted like a serious relationship and he was like, I just want to make out and, you know, hang out and stuff like that. That's kind of the vibe I got.
But he had a connection with her. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But what he told Tessa in the scene was that like he was like done hooking up with random girls and wanted like a commitment.
He said that to Tessa because it's what Tessa wanted to hear.
Exactly.
And he wanted to make out with her.
Yes.
And he wants to make out with her. Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Boys. Yeah.
I know.
And that's a wrap on the episode, you guys. What was your favorite outfit?
I had like 3 this episode. So I really liked Tessa's off-the-shoulder top and flared jeans at the hotel. And I loved Rocky's sweater at the very beginning. And Jessica's little hat at the end there.
Oh, yeah. My favorite outfit, gosh, I know you hated it, Adrian, but I really liked Alex H's whole like style in that one scene. And I liked it because it looked like me. Like, that's what I saw. I was like, that was me in like, you know, 2006. It was, totally. Yeah,
it was kind of boho.
It was. Yeah. Yes. I thought it was so cute. And I felt like such a weirdo for writing this from like how we acted a few episodes ago. But I thought at the end when Cameron was walking on the beach with his hoodie, I was like, he looks so cute. Like,
oh,
I know. So, dying. Oh, my gosh, I made you choke.
Oh, my goodness.
He's very charming and endearing.
And I think him and Jessica are so cute together. They so maybe are. That's why too. So
yes, and it's so funny because I remember watching it for the first time and being like, why the fuck is Jessica dating a junior?
Same. I was like, just what is she so seeing this guy? Ew.
And now I'm like, they're so cute.
My favorite outfit was Rocky's first outfit with like the scarf, the very tight scarf, the sweats, the boots.
That scarf was horrible.
Why does she do her scarf so tight? Like, why?
It was a look.
I remember the, I remember them, like thin ones. Yeah.
How about favorite moment? And I have in this note, I didn't like this episode at all.
No favorite moments.
I don't want to say mine because you'll make fun of me.
Oh, I know. No, I know.
What is it?
Gym time.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it.
I'm like, oh, I don't want to say it.
You don't
thought
have
it was
to.
So cute. I know.
We know each other now. You don't have to.
I know.
Oh, and let me guess Liz's. Cameron walking down the beach.
I literally wrote the end with Cameron and Jessica being cute together. What is happening? Who am I?
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious, you guys.
We hope you enjoyed our episode. We are so happy to have you join us. We have one request this season. If you know someone who loves Laguna Beach or think they might enjoy our podcast, please help us spread the word and link them to our podcast because we love seeing our community continue to grow. You can follow us on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, Reddit, or email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. All right. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. We are donezo.